This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Soil pH is easy to understand as far as utility goes, but not so easy to understand as far as the chemistry goes. However, it is important to understand some basics of soil pH chemistry and its effects on nutrients if we are to understand soil fertility. pH, after all, is the controller of nearly every soil compound, and therefore the availability of elements to plant roots. For those of you that aren't fond of chemistry, don't check out yet. This will be basic. No need to learn chemical reactions or compound terminology. First off, what is pH? Acidic pH, or anything below 7, is simply more free hydrogen in the soil. And basic pH, anything above 7, is more hydroxide in the soil. Hydroxide being hydrogen and oxygen stuck together. Free hydrogen and free hydroxide are very sticky, and they will stick to all kinds of elements. Aluminum and hydroxide are a classic example. At a pH of 4.5, aluminum is free, it's by itself. And as pH increases, aluminum will find more hydroxide, up to 4, to stick to itself. Free aluminum is toxic to plants, while aluminum with 4 hydroxides is mostly unavailable to plants. pH is also on a log scale. This simply means that at a pH of 5, there are 10 times more hydrogens in the soil than a pH of 6, which has 10 times more hydrogens than a pH of 7. Another thing to understand is that plants only absorb nutrients in certain compounds. Plants absorb phosphorus with 1 or 2 hydrogens, but not 3 hydrogens. However, before it finds that third hydrogen, it will find aluminum first. Aluminum-phosphorus compounds are also unavailable to plants, and this reaction starts when pHs get below 6. This is why acidic soil can have more phosphorus in solution, yet still be less available to plants. Every plant nutrient is altered by soil pH, which can either make them more or less available. Liming a soil increases the pH. It can actually act as a fertilizer by making those nutrients available to the plants. However, there are some nutrients that our soils don't naturally have enough of. Most, however, it's just a matter of pH. Lime is calcium carbonate or magnesium carbonate. The carbonate is what attaches onto the hydrogens and turns them into water. This increases the pH by taking the free hydrogen out of the soil. The calcium and the magnesium is mostly just a carrier because our soils have plenty of both nutrients. There is no good way to intentionally acidify a soil that is too basic, at least on a field scale. However, we unintentionally acidify a soil by adding ammonia compounds, ammonia being a nitrogen with 4 hydrogens. In the end, that is the balance. We add hydrogen with ammonia for the nitrogen, and we take that hydrogen out of the soil with lime. All the while, soil nutrients are being absorbed and compounded back and forth as we try to strike the ideal, slightly acidic pH, somewhere between 6.1 to 7.0. That is where most soil nutrients are in the form that is plant available. However, don't think that plants are merely on the sideline to all this. Plants, fungus, and microbes have special abilities to alter some soil nutrients themselves to make them available. This means that a balanced pH soil isn't enough. It takes a healthy root system and microbial active soil to make crops grow. If you have any questions about soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.